Iran launches a fresh crackdown on Christians. Myanmar is urged to retrain their focus. And a tornado produces a windfall of shoes for a ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The underground evangelical church is growing exponentially in Iran, and authorities appear to be taking action against it. President of Open Doors USA Carl Mueller says 12 Muslim background Christians were arrested. Four are still jailed. Mueller says
Iranian authorities are recognizing that there's a mushrooming house church movement going on in Iran. There's about a doubling of size of the indigenous house church movement there in Iran about every 6 months. You can imagine the rate of growth is absolutely stunning.
The arrests began last week in airports and homes. Christian radio and television have been embraced by Iranians, Mueller says, because of disillusionment.
This disillusionment with these conservative clerics and this harsh political hatred creates a tremendous opportunity for the love of Jesus Christ to make inroads into people's lives. And people are searching for real spiritual answers, and they are finding it in Jesus Christ.
Funding is needed to answer the demand on Christian resources. Next, Myanmar is being urged to focus on saving lives, not on saving political face. International AIDS Miles Fish says the slowly opening doors are allowing them into help.
We have partners in country on the ground who are requesting both medical equipment and our water filters. So we're doing everything that we can now to gather the resource necessary so that we can provide both of those needs.
Fish says it takes time and money to get 12 medical clinics and 50,000 biosand water filters into Myanmar.
The rescue phase has already passed, but the relief phase could last for quite a while. And the contributions that we are talking about will definitely make a difference during the relief phase and then on into the development phase.
The investment in people is kingdom work. Fish explains.
First, you got to be there. You got to demonstrate your love of Christ by meeting the physical needs. And that oftentimes gives you the opportunity to build relationships that are deeper that actually enable you to articulate who we are and why we're doing what we're doing and to get an attentive audience because we've earned their respect.
You're listening to Mission Network News. More than 40,000 people have died and thousands more are still missing in the aftermath of the 7.9 magnitude quake in China. While aid is pouring in, Christian radio is getting involved. Far East Broadcasting Company Hong Kong is producing programs on disease control and hygiene management. FEB is also delivering free radios so survivors can hear them. Funding is needed. Pray that God will use these programs to draw more people to hear their gospel programs. Meanwhile, a tornado that ripped through a shoe distribution building in Texas left everything unsellable but not undonatable. All those shoes are on their way to Buckner International's Shoes for Orphan Souls Center. Usually Buckner's summer shoe donation total 100,000 pairs, says Rachel Garten.
Now we've coupled that with 180 more thousand pairs of shoes coming in. So we've been blessed, but at this time, we're truly needing an influx of volunteers to be here to help sort and pack the shoes for shipping.
Volunteers will essentially be making overseas evangelism possible. Garten relates what the president of Ethiopia shared with Buckner.
Because you care about the people of our country and you're bringing humanitarian aid, that gives you the right to be able to share the gospel with them because we truly care about them now.
Go to our website to find out how to organize a trip, help distribute shoes overseas, or hold a shoe drive. And India will soon be the most densely populated nation in the world, and almost half of its population can't read. That's why Audio Scripture Ministries plans to record the Bible in three more languages that are spoken in India and distribute as many recordings as it can. It's also raised one-third of the money for a new ministry center, but needs to raise it all before it starts building. Pray that all the money will be raised as soon as possible before prices rise. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you looking for a mission trip opportunity? I'd like you to join me on a trip to Guatemala October 5th through the 11th. Travel with other eminent listeners and orphan outreach to serve orphans there by handing out special gifts and sharing the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.